And now we have more blessing coming our way. A woman with some magnificent pipes who can wail. Oh God, in Yeshua's name, I lift my sister up to you also. You have been so gracious to us this week. Bring my brother and my sister. At our time of rejoicing here in the midst of this insanity and confusion, you will bring light and order and fullness, Lord God.
Amen.
And I ask that this time be a time of abandonment in worship to you.
Yes.
And that we find the peace of your presence. That we would walk in that peace and not be so quick to give it away. In Yeshua's precious name.
Amen.
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 Let's see if we work on that sound.
Okay. Not going to say anything smart now today? Not going to say anything smart? Or that's well, you're saving it for later?
Did I not say anything smart up here?
Rabbi, testing one. Rabbi and I have a unique relationship. Unique. He's unique. I'm unique. We're a peculiar people.
Yes, we are.
Shabbat Shalom. You know, I love the phrase that Rabbi used in the beginning because I don't know how you say that in Yiddish. But Elohim tzochek, you can say it in Hebrew too. Anachnu osim et ha'dvarim shelanu, ve'Elohim osem mashu acher, v'tzochek. So a man plans or does what they think, you know, that we need to be doing, and God laughs, because we didn't intend on being here at all. This season, and some things have happened that were completely out of our control, and I'm not even talking about the whole COVID thing. My husband's brother just dropped dead right before we were about to get on a plane to go back to Israel. He was 46. He had a massive heart attack, and we had no clue. I mean, just it was so shocking. And he was caring for my in-laws, who are deaf. And so all of a sudden, because they were the only, it was just George and his brother, and we were always in Israel, and his brother always took care of his parents, we realized that we were going to be here for a while. And so things happen, we don't understand. And then a few days after the funeral, COVID hit, and we were stuck here, and we never did get our flights back, so here we are. But the funny thing is that, like, a year ago, well, thank you so much, I appreciate that. A year ago, I had talked to George about this vision I had for, and I think I even spoke about it here now that I've, about going out and just breaking strongholds over nations. Because one thing I know over the period of time that I have been a believer, and I've always been one of those, you know, go-getter type of people, and, you know, in worship, and I know, like, that whenever I've done, like, things outdoors, in any kind of setting like that, outdoors, like worship or whatever, people come, people get saved. It just happens. It happens every time. And, like, I've done it in different places in the world, and what I realize is that people are drawn to passion. They're drawn to the Holy Spirit. They're drawn to Yeshua through us, you know, through anybody. You know, if you have passion toward him, people are drawn to that. And each place that I've been has a type of stronghold. Like, you can almost smell it. Like when you get into a city, you just feel it. There's something, you know, each place has a different type of stronghold. So anyway, I was telling my husband that I had this vision that we were going down the highway and a bunch of cars, RVs and vans and, you know, were going behind us. And then at certain places, we would stop, get out of the car like an army and just set up sound equipment and worship our souls out, you know, just like totally, you know, and people would be drawn to the sound of the worship and they would come and repent and kneel before the Lord and give their lives to the Lord. So I was telling him this thing and he says to me, well, that's a nice vision, but we have a ministry in Israel and I don't know when you think we're going to do that. And so, and then all this happened. And suddenly we found ourselves here without tickets to go back to Israel. And I said to him, I said, honey, remember when I told you about that vision that I had? And he goes, oh, yeah, this might be the time for that. And then so much has happened since then. I don't know if any of you follow us on Facebook, but a lot of crazy stuff has happened. After we helped his parents and with all of his we had to clean out his apartment and like we did the funeral. We helped his parents do a bunch of stuff, and we're still helping them even while we're away right now. We decided to take off and start doing this vision. So far, nobody's followed. Nobody's following us yet. However, the invitation is open. We have had amazing experiences doing this. We have been from, can you share for 5 minutes, honey? Just share for 5 minutes what's been going on. I didn't ask Bert, I'm sorry. But just tell a little bit like what we've been doing. It's been crazy stuff. And what God has, thank you, honey. Whoa, okay.
He's still a young I have person. To tell you that my wife said, oh, you can go ahead and wear shorts, you know, it's no big deal. You're not going to be speaking, so forgive me. So just in a nutshell, you know how it's really cool when you know it's the Lord? Like, it's just like, it's that cool. So, you know, in Israel, you have to learn how to have a little bit of chutzpah. You know, I had some chutzpah. I called a state senator up out of nowhere. He doesn't know who I am. I explained to him, look, I want to have a prayer event on the Capitol steps. And they're telling me that I need a state senator to sign off. I can't do this event. All I want to do is pray. I need a state senator to sign off. And he says, what's your name? I explain my name. He goes, where are you from? Explain where I'm from. And what do you want to do? I started praying for that senator on the phone, right? And about 2 seconds later, he goes, okay, is that what you're doing? I said, yeah, okay. So I got a state senator sign off. So now we have it. We do this event in Little Rock. People are flying in from Texas, flying in, you know, coming from all different kinds of states. And, you know, it was our first thing. And from there, it's been going crazy. I went to Minneapolis. I went to the George Floyd site. I don't have time. 5 minutes. That's an hour. And then from there, we've gone to Olympia. So we were at the state capital of Washington. Then when we were in Portland, Salem, we didn't converse with another ministry. We didn't converse with anyone else, but they had the same intent. They said, you know, we want to do this event. And would you believe it, the 2 days that we had free were the 2 days they needed to fill. And so all of a sudden, we're doing events right on Salem in front of the Capitol building. Tomorrow, we're doing an event tomorrow. We don't know that there's another couple that had the same vision. We got connected with them, and guess what? We're having an event tomorrow. And I didn't know that Stu Lieberman had this. They had the same vision, too. This is a God thing. Listen, I really believe that God is raising up a Gideon army. And I don't have time to get into how this all connects to how my relationship with Jonathan Kahn has all been growth out of. But Jonathan and I have known each other since 2000, and I invited him to come to D.C. for an event. And in this event, it is an amazing event in 2002, and it's this event that's coming up in September 26, 2020, called The Return is an offshoot of that event. You know, I my wife keeps saying we're stuck here. We've been redeployed here. I mean, that's what's happened. And you know, my wife has been teasing me. You know, she's like, you know, we've been driving. We had this little, you know, minivan. We were driving this minivan. And she's like, well, no, I'm going to finish the story because we need to start singing. I'll be quick. But only if you're going to be quick. Do you think she's going to be quick, people? Yeah, I don't think so. See, they don't agree with you, honey. I'd be quick. So my wife is saying, you know, it would really be cool if we had an RV. So I teased her. I said, you know, every time I see an RV, I'll start praying for an RV. You wouldn't believe how many RVs are on the road. And I'm sitting there saying, oh, there's another. Lord, you know, it'd be really cool if we had an RV. It'd be really cool. We're praying for an RV. Praying.
You didn't want no RV.
Of course I didn't want no RV. I didn't have no money for an RV. Anyway, so she says to me, look, no. Okay, listen, I'm going to let my wife speak, but you make sure you give her a time limit.
I'm not going to talk long, but I just want to say, like, how the Lord has met us time and time again over all these things as we go out in faith, like, no plans. Basically, we're just grooving. We're grooving with the Holy Spirit. You know where he's going? We're trying to go. So, but the thing about the RV, like, I've always wanted an RV. And, you know, we don't even own a house. We don't own a house or a car in Israel or here anymore. Now, we had a little car that was old. And about 3 weeks ago, I had this conversation with my husband again about the RV. Because the car was getting old, and we were growing out of it. My kids are growing up. We're growing. And, you know, I just said to my husband again, I said, you know, it would really be nice to have an RV and not have to, like, take out our stuff every day, every night. Because we also bought sound equipment in faith that we're going to be doing these things. So we had sound equipment now and just lots of stuff. Anyway, so we had that conversation again. He said, honey, this van has at least 100 more thousand miles on it. The next day, we're driving through nowhere, South Dakota, in the middle of corn. That's it. That's all you have on both sides, corn for miles. And nothing else for miles. And our engine starts smoking. And the car starts going, rawr, rawr, rawr. And I was actually asleep, but I was like, George is freaking out. He's like, something's wrong. I'm like, what happened? Pull over. So we pull over. The car is dead. The transmission's done. And it was like a 2006. So, like, it was worth nothing now. To make a very long story short, God orchestrated the most amazing parts of how he had this happen. I can't even go into it, but we were able to get an RV. And it was, I wish I could have the time to tell you the story, but it's, all I can tell you is when you give your life to the Lord and you don't have to try and control every single solitary thing, you know, because he's in control. We're not. We think we are, you know. But if you give your life to the Lord and just let him lead, he takes care of his people. He takes care of his people. So we have this RV here. It's parked over on the other side. And for the last 3 weeks, it's been a learning curve. We've already been in a little fender bender with it. Anyway. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going to.
Give me this thing. It's got a big butt. It's 27 foot. It's got a big butt. It's not my fault. I didn't know. But I want to tell you something. There's something really cool that we're praying about. I'm praying actually to get like a 16 foot by 34 foot tent and just doing tent meetings. Just going ahead and just calling up and hey, you got this farm. Could you let us use like a half acre of your farm and just put an ad out and just see what God does? Yeah. I mean, honestly, I really think this is the kind of thing. What I did on the ride, you know, we had these really long drives. And so I have a lot of friends that actually were in the birthing of the Calvary Chapel movement and the birthing of the Messianic movement, you know, before there was a congregation, before there was any kind of thing. I said, so what? He said, it was so much of the Spirit. We just went to the beach. We just went to people. We just shared the good news, and we didn't plan nothing. I said, man, that sounds like what we're doing. So what did you do? We just got meetings going. And so I really believe this is the time to go ahead and explain the message of the kingdom, to explain how you can be a king and a priest of the Most High God in Yeshua, and explain why the feasts are important and your connection to the feast and the prophetic plan of God and how you can fit into it. Those are the three messages the Lord has really placed in my heart. Because what we want to share, you can't do in a night. But you go ahead and have a revival. I mean, I'm telling you what, we're gonna light some fires. Amen? You feel like getting lit up? Good, because you're going to tell my wife she's going to start singing now. And not talk about my fender bender.
We're going to start worshiping. How about that? Forget singing. How many know that worship is different than singing? And I desperately tried to get some people to help me do some live worship tonight. I have some skills, but I don't have those skills. And I needed some, but anyway, it didn't work out. So this is it. I'm doing some tracks, and I pray it blesses you. Oseh shalom bimromav hu ya'aseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru amen. Oseh shalom Bimroma Hu yase shalom aleinu ve al kol Israel ve imru imru Amen. Worship with us, please. Oseh shalom bimromav, and if you want to dance, come join Eliana. Hu yaaseh shalom aleinu ve al kol Israel ve imru imru amen. Oseh shalom bimromav, hu yaaseh shalom aleinu, ve al kol Yisrael, hu ve'imru, imru, imru, amen. Hey, yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu, ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oh, yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oh, yaaseh shalom, yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yaaseh shalom, oh yaaseh shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oh, 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 oseh shalom bimromav, oh, yaaseh shalom aleinu. Ove al kol Yisrael ve'imru imru amen. Yaaseh the shallow. Oh, I'm so sorry. No. Ve'al kol Yisrael. So sorry. Ve'imru imeru imeru amen. Now, Yahasse shalom, Yahasse shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yahasse shalom, oh Yahasse shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oh, Yahasse shalom, Yahasse shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oh, Yahasse shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oh, Yahasse shalom, Yahasse shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Yahasse shalom, oh Yahasse shalom, shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael. Oh, oh, yeah, 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 oh, oh, oh. What in the world was that? Was that, that wasn't my track, was it? What in the world was that? No. That's not it. That must have not been my track. Are you serious? That is really weird. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. We're rolling with it. Okay. Hine matov uma na'im shevet achim gam yachad. The Lord told me that this, right now, this is the time for believers to be united. Not apart, you know, arguing about stupid stuff. We find our... I'm just saying, it's not, I don't think it's coming, I don't, okay, honey, can you, like, be, well, can you touch something, please? Anyway, this is the time for us to be in unity. This is the time for us to love one another, amen? And there's no better way to do that than start dancing together, come on. That one, but something's wrong. So can you let my husband help with that? Louder. Mato kumanai shevet achim gam yachad hine mato kumanai shevet achim gam yachad hine mato there you go kumanai shevet achim gam yachad hine mato kumanai שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד Come on up here מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד Eliana, why don't you do what they're doing? Here. There you go. Yeah, come on.
הנה מה טוב ומה נעים לשבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים לשבת אחים גם יחד.
Can I get some reverb, please?
הנה מה טוב ומה נעים לשבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה שבת אחים גם יחד. שבת אחים גם יחד.
I'm gonna hear you sing it. Come on.
הנה מה טוב. שבת אחים או שבת אחים גם יחד. שבת אחים גם יחד.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can have joy even in the midst of trial. Okay. This has never happened before. It's so weird. What is... No, no, no. I'm not doing that yet. I don't even know if I'm going to do that. You got it? Okay. That's so weird. Okay. Sanctify. This is a Shabbat liturgy song. Sing it with me, please. And Eliana... from Isaiah 6:3 and the Jewish prayer book. King of kings, Lord of lords, we invite you, Lord, to minister to us. We sanctify your name in this world as they do in the highest of heaven. As it is written by your prophets, they call to each other and sing. We sanctify your name in this world as they do in the highest of heavens. As it is written by your prophets, they call to each other and sing. We sing a holy, holy, holy. It's the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Of his glory. Lord, we invite you,
נקדש את שמך בעולם כשם שמקדישים אותו בשמי מרום ככתוב על ידי נביאך וקרא זה אל זה ואמר נקדש את שמך בעולם כשם שמקדישים אותו בשמי מרום ככתוב על ידי נביאך וקרא זה אל זה ואמר אמר אמר קדוש 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 אדוני צבאות מלוא כל הארץ כבודו your name in this world as they do in the highest of heaven as it is written by your prophets they call to each other and sing oh yeah we sanctify your name in this world as they do in the highest of heaven as it is written by your prophets they call to each other Oh, and oh, they sing a holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, who the whole earth is filled, oh, is filled with your glory. Yeah. Oh, your glory, your glory, oh, your glory, yeah. So praise, praise to the glory of the Lord. Everywhere it shines from your throne. Praise, praise to the glory of the... Sing that with me. Everywhere it shines from your throne. Praise, praise to the glory of the Lord. Everywhere it shines from your throne. Praise, praise. Come on, keep singing that. Let me hear you. Yes, Abba. You know, I think, amen. I think that we are so busy carrying, this is the word that the Lord is just giving me right now, that we're so busy carrying the heavy weight of this world that we have no room to carry his glory. We're supposed to carry the weight of his glory. Let the weight of his glory cover us. Life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory fall. Lord, we just want your glory, God. Would you just, Lord, these burdens, they're not ours to carry, God.
We ask you, Father, that you would just release us, Lord, from the burdens that we feel like we have to carry all on our own, God. Have mercy, God. Lord, we just ask you for a breakthrough, Lord, in each of our lives here tonight, Lord, and online. I pray in Yeshua's name, Lord, you would release us, God, from the heaviness we walk with every day. Lord, and these trials, they're not meant for us to carry these things, these burdens. God, this is your battle. This is your trial, God. You are in control. And we just want to lift up our arms to you and say, it's yours, God. It's yours. It's yours. It's not ours. It's not our battle. Amen? Amen? It's his battle. It's his battle. Hallelujah. Not afraid. There's a lot of things to be afraid of right now, isn't there? Let's proclaim this together. Lo afached. Lo afached. Can you say that? Lo afached. Bechol makom shebo nabit yesh pachad milchama. Kulam ratzim tigvim noflim totachim mechuvanim ve'anachnu mechapsim tikva. אם נתיתכון, העולם שני סכנה. החיים מטורפים ואנחנו עמוסים וזקוקים לטיפת נחמה. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי איתי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני צורי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי איתי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני צורי. לא בכל קרב צריך להילחם בנשק חם. חרב לא נוכל לנצח, יום יבוא שנפש. פתח לו ואנחנו לא לבד. בואו ונחזיק ידיים ונרד על הרגליים ונקרא לאדוני אחד. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי איתי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני צורי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי איתי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני.
We're gonna slow it down for a second.
עד מתי שלוט הפחד? כמה כבר אפשר לסבול? עכשיו הזמן להביט למעלה וביחד לקרוא בשמו. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי איתי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני צורי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי איתי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני צורי.
Let me hear you.
לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי איתי.
Come on.
לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני צורי. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אלוהי תהיה. לא אפחד, לא אפחד, כי אתה אדוני צורי. לי, 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 לי.
We will not be afraid. Amen. Amen. You can go, fear. Get behind us in Yeshua's name. Amen. Eretz Zavat Chalav, Chalav Udvash. This is a song that's sung on Shavuot. It's a traditional Israeli song.
And wasn't that long ago? Five words, four words actually, and one repeated. Eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash. I don't hear anybody clapping. Eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash. Eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash. Eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash. Eretz zavat chalav, zavat chalav u'dvash. Eretz zavat chalav, 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 zavat chalav u'dvash. Zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash. Eretz 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 zavat chalav. Chalav u'dvash, eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash, eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash, eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash. Eretz zavat chalav, eretz zavat chalav, eretz zavat chalav, chalav u'dvash. Yes, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our milk and honey. That's why we can sing to you. Abba, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I'm just going to... I wasn't sure if I was going to do this tonight, but I'm really excited because I'm about to release a new song. It's totally different than anything I've ever done, but I want to tell you about it for a minute before I'm going to play it for you. It's very powerful, and it's for such a time as this, which incidentally is the name of my ministry, Lazman Hazeh Music, for such a time. Let's say Lazman Hazeh. Lazman hazeh, for such a time as this. And, you know, when George's brother died suddenly and we couldn't get back on that plane and my whole family, you know, just everything was just overwhelming. And we were just working nonstop helping his family. And the Lord was speaking to me about servanthood, and about keeping him first, and about not looking at it like with my own eyes, and looking at it, you know, from his perspective. And he was talking to me about not looking at my phone first thing in the morning, because that's what we all do, isn't it? I'm convicted too, because I'm kind of back in that little groove again. But You know, when we put him first, and we don't look at that phone, because by the time I would like see all my emails and all my things, and I had to answer, and then my kids would come in, and it would be like finished. I wouldn't have any time with him, and so. My eye is twitching. Okay. Okay, I've heard that one before, but okay. And so, anyway, then I put my phone somewhere where I couldn't get to it without getting out of bed, because you know how you put it right there, and you just look at it first thing. And I opened my Bible, and the Lord started giving me songs. And I know they were from him. The Holy Spirit wrote these songs because, number one, who gets a song from Ezra, okay? And and number two, like, it was just so, I mean, it was so, like, the words were jumping off the page at me in a tune. I kid you not. It's never happened to me before. It was amazing. And so I'm going to play this song. It was just finished last night. There's still some kinks we're working through. It's in English, and which is unusual, because in the past, the Lord really had me doing Hebrew music, which I love Hebrew music, and I love English music, but I, you know. God have mercy. Okay, this is really weird. All right. Anyway, so I'm going to play this song. Hopefully it works. And I'm going to sing with it, but that shouldn't be different than anything else happened tonight. So, but I don't have the background stuff yet. So, but I want you to hear this song. I'm kind of releasing it right now, I guess. But it's going to come out with a video very shortly, and I really would appreciate for you guys to share it with your email lists and your congregational lists, and because this is a song that is for now. You'll see what I mean. The Holy Spirit wrote it. I did not write it, so go ahead, honey. It's called Heal Our Land, and it's kind of become the theme of what we're doing.
Slaves, and you did not forsake us in our bondage. You extended mercy to us to revive us, to repair the house of God, and to rebuild us. Oh, when we were guilty of iniquity, helpless in captivity. We've forsaken your ways, but with a mighty and an outstretched arm, will you heal our land? Visit us again, reveal yourself again, turn us to you, restore. You hear us.
Amen. Amen. I think we're done, right? Are we done? This has been an eventful evening already. I think I'll just let Rabbi come up here. What? What now?
Wasn't she great in how she improvised with all kinds of new technical issues? It was interesting hearing yourself over and over again. Hey, listen, come out tomorrow, 4 to 7. Listen, there is a power of exponentiality. When I pray, I'm one person. When my wife prays, she's one person. When we pray together, it's like four people. You start adding three. You start adding four. You get to 100 people praying, that's like 10,000 people praying. There is power in exponentiality. Every person, it's like every vote counts. No, every person praying counts. And when we're praying in one accord, I mean, right now we're probably at a place now, it's a make or break moment. And I know that this happens every election season, but really, honestly, this is a make or break moment. I'm just going to share just a tad bit of why everything that's happening in Portland is so crazy. I went there, I talked to every homeless person that I could find. I talked to like 6 to 7 police officers. I talked to the federal agents. I talked to everybody. The homeless there that are there, you don't realize the reason why they're staying there, they're getting free food. Riot ribs, they're getting free food and they're getting free drugs. Okay? So they're not leaving. And there's a great number of them. On top of that, you had people from Seattle that had the Chaz zone cut down. So they came down and they tried to set up another autonomous zone. the people from Seattle have come back down, okay? So you had this whole riot. But the very first night of what was happening in Portland was they were actually doing sacrifices. There's an occultic element that's going on inside of Portland. And the people in Antifa, when I was talking to different ladies, many of them had pentagram earrings. So you're dealing with an occultic element. It's not just an anarchist. It's an occultic element. You know, most people don't realize when Fidel Castro came to power, he was really empowered by Santeria and empowered by the occult. There's an occult element that we have to pray down. I mean, the government cannot fight this battle in the physical. They got to fight this thing in the spiritual. And that's another reason. What is trying to take over Portland is trying to take over Denver. And you have to understand that a lot of the people that are succumbed to this delusion is because of the drugs. I got to tell you, this is the Mile High City. You know, it's a different place here than it was 10 years ago. You have a whole element that you have to understand. You need to pray down. You need to pray in unity. So I'm encouraging you to come out tomorrow. Look, it's 4 to 7. Every time we've done an event, it's been so bizarre. God shows up, and it's such a different kind of event. I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. But I guarantee if you're going to be there, you won't forget about it. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful Shabbat, you know, and get some food. Enjoy your fellowship. I don't know where Bert is. I'm just hanging out here. Bert usually is coming up and stealing the mic and saying, "Would you please be quiet?" He's not leaving. Oh, see, my wife is distracting. She is very good at that. She distracts very well. I thank Bert that he came. I didn't think I was going to see him. You know, he's supposed to not be here. Well, the Holy Spirit did. Amen.
I guess, but he didn't let it.
Oh, my goodness. This doesn't really have a long extension. You don't need this.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put this away then.
Any thoughts I had of plans or anything else went out the window hours ago. I'm glad God knows what's going on because I'm clueless. These folks are all going to be in the Oneg, so we're going to close out right now, get a blessing, and I'm going to ask my young brother and sister to come on up here with whatever family you so desire so I can. It's been a long time since I had toodles under the talit. You have no idea. This is so amazing to me. A lot of these young ones I knew when they were like, you know, little, and that's the real blessing of this job. You know, a lot of them, you get to watch to be born and then watch them rise up in the bar mitzvah, the marriage.
We're chasing down our daughter. She's a little shy right now. It's all good.
Well, you'll be chasing down your kids for another 20 years, so.
Helicopter to a drone, right? All right. You got to stand for that.
Let's see the blessing of the Lord tonight and the anointing that comes with that blessing. The anointing of our Lord's peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Receive his blessing. Yivarech ucha Adonai v'yishmarichu. Yair Adonai p'nav elecha b'chunichu. Isa Adeno. Pahana vilcha viyachasem lecho. Shalom. Yeshua Meshachenu, Star HaShalom, in the blessed name of our Messiah Yeshua, the Prince of Peace, and all God's children would say, Amen. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
That was horrible. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Round two.
Sounded like a dirge.